Okay, cosmology. I'm thinking now about the last, maybe, section of the Vedic Planetarium book, which I thought maybe I should call something like, anyway, what it should be about something like, so how shall the Vedic Planetarium look? My proposal or whatever possible. And then we should sum up the conclusions and findings so far, which are the Bhagavatam. It's quite clear that Bhaktivedanta Swami and so on wanted the Bhagavatam Puranic cosmology embedded in that exhibition, and it should, as faithfully as possible, show the cosmology of the Bhagavatam. But also in a way that challenges and actually will the modern cosmology and will resolve well-known problems with it. In fact, continue where the modern science don't seem to be able to get any further. Or seem to be, at least for the time being, it's stuck. So, anyway, the Dhams exhibit the three worlds, which we have now studied through the book, right? And what the Devi Dham, Mahesh Dham, and Hari Dham would refer to we should clarify that. Okay, and the Planetarium exhibition should show the version of the starry sky and the planets, the way it is actually described in the Bhagavatam and the Puranas, the observer-centric understanding. And it should also there focus on what is really the purpose and focus there, even in the descriptions of planets in the Bhagavatam, the fifth canto, namely the personalities behind, how they represent the supreme and so on. So we have the, again, a personalist cosmology. Which really builds upon the stories of the Bhagavatam. So throughout the exhibition, the stories of the Bhagavatam shall be told. But with that basic and central understanding of the cosmological model that we have here been studying, and that we find embedded in architecture of old temples and all over the world, actually. So we should, every piece of the exhibition should be aligned with that cosmological model that is built into the overall architecture of the exhibition and the temple, maybe, hopefully. Stories should be connected to that. Everything should be connected to that clearly, and this way it will also become a shining, clear example of how that cosmological model, that model of the cosmos that we find in the ancient cultures, work, what it means, what its basics is. Wherever you find it in the world, but also how this resolves, how this connects to modern insights or understandings, findings about the structure and foundation and so on of this world. Not in the mundane, superficial study of material objects in material space, but the real thing. So yeah, that should be the purpose of that section, to really sum things up and, well, make it very clear, one, for the Mayapur people.